is in fact correct. Let's open up again. Actually, we should really start from the beginning. Let's open up to the Ran again. That's where this thing really starts. It's the steer between the Ran and the Hagos Mordechai, which is the steer between the Mechaber and the Mechaber. It's the Reish and Gimel Siv Gimel, the Reish and Gimel Siv Hey. Let's see the Ran. The Ran is for us, for our present purposes, more important right now. Ran is at the very end of the sugya, page Nun Hey, bottom right. The Chaynami, he starts by discussing as follows. It's all coming from the Rajman. It's true. It's all in the Rajman of Memory Base. Dafka Mikli Rishon Lekedegan Amadura is permissible. Agabi Ha'esh, it's a problem of Havzara. Kiri and Kufang Tuma. Dafka Negan Amadura Hu Deshari Lekedegan Rishon. That's the end of the paragraph here in our print. Now, the Chaynami, and it's true, in the Rajman of Memory Base, he does start a new paragraph, but he does relate it to the previous one. Mutal says al pikdeves chamin Shabbos tavshal should espashal me'erav Shabbos kol tzorko kum panadish belaz chayotze behen v'chamon afal pishi yatsu lenes bel fisha ein derech bishal bekach v'afal gav shakadur kdeva nesuna al ha'esh. Stop. So I understood it to mean it's al ha'esh and therefore it's only roughly comparable to Kenegan Amadura Klevishan, which is not an Eish at all. Klevishan means it took it off the fire. Kenegan Amadura means the Madura here, and then the pot is there. Here, I thought it's Al Eish, so it's not exactly the same. We'll see that that's relevant in a minute. And the Prima Gaudin, when he expresses this, in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei, the Mechaber quotes this Rashbo Kamat verbatim, Prima Gaudin Lamed Gimel says, the Chidush Rashi Mem Beis, no, it's not Kenegan Amadura. Misham Lamdu. That conveys an impression, Misham Lamdu, that it's Tainu Hach. Here's out of the Eish, there's out of the Eish. That's not the way I read the Ran. He said, even though it's Allah Eish. So again, it's a little bit of a nuance. We'll see in a minute why I'm making a big point out of this, because of the future discussions we're going to have. Okay? Because when the Mishnah Brewer quotes it, I mean, he's full out. Mishnah Brewer quotes this as well. He likes this Prima Gaudim. He gives it a Heskim, Tuv Tam Vidas, Tuv Tam, Beish Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel, Yishev Zuha Kushev, Tuv Tam, for who? I mean, the Mishnah Brewer, Beish Nun Gimel, Gimel, and the Vizar, last few lines. The Visipay, Shaiah Be'o Medes Algabe Kideras Chamino Tavshil, Lo Nechshav Klal Ka Omen Algabe Kira. Whoa, he spelled it out with a through. Lo Nechshav Klal Ka Omen Algabe Kira. Now, those words are not found anywhere. The famous. It may be implicit in the Rashi, but I concede that. Although the Ran, the way we saw it quoted, it sounds like on the contrary, it is Al-Aish. Well, you know what? Since we have this beautiful thing we haven't started even once yet, let's see the Rashi. Ah! Finally, I mean, there's a Chanukah Kli Chodesh. We haven't used it since it was fixed. See the Rashi, it's always good to see a Rashi inside. Ah! Oh Hashem. Rashi. You'll see. I don't think they have paragraphs in the Barilana version, but whoa. Oh, this is where it starts. Watch this. U'michlal dvarim elu mutalas. This is the words of the Rashi. The Rashi's quoting. Mutalas says al gabik der b'shabbos tavshon des basha me'ar b'shabbos kol tzogol kol panadish. You know it's the same word, right? The Chayotzeben, the Lechamamon, I feel to Yatsa Lenisbo, the Afalpi, Shekedeva Nesuna, Al Gabe Ha'esh, the same words, it's on the Esh. Fisha Eidev Mishal Bekach, but then he adds something which the Ran doesn't have. The Eino Ela Ke, those Ke's are always get you, Ke. How Ke is a Ke? How close is the comparison? Ke. No saying b'tzara mechem or k'negad amadura v've'en kan mishum chashash bishul. The Ran that we just saw, the Ran, he stopped that. You know, the next word, Avil Hatman, he left that a line, the Ran. So you know this major phrase over here in the Bir Halacha, Lo Nechshav Klal Ka'omin Algabe Kira, is arguably pshat in this line. Made on a kinosin b'tzadamechu k'neged ha'medura. Right? You see what I'm saying? It's a little more mashma like the Bilok and the Rash than it is in the Ran itself. The Ran left that line out. So I can't fault the Bilok segment. He says, we'll see soon what the Ran of the problems with the, because of that line. Okay, Rabosi, you with me so far? Good. Atkan, the beautiful time, the Tuvta. Okay. What does he reject? The Ran, the last few lines of the Ran, where the Ran has a different vort. A different vort! The what? Kugel is not normally cooked in that particular way, and then we can put kugel on, even if it would be derech bishul b'kach for some other food. I put water there. I put maybe a raw vegetable there, but kugel I wouldn't put there. That's a chiddush of the Ran. Now the Bialocha says I don't like this because the Ran Beis Yosef never quotes that Ran. It's hard to explain the mechaber. The Ran Ben Yosef Gimel and Hey based on the dochak of the dog of the Ravava with the last part of the Ran. See, he likes the prima gun better. We'll see a third teretz coming up soon, but so far so good. Okay, Rabbi, say with me so far. We have this head that's called Kedera Gabeli. We ended up yesterday shir what I consider to be a bombshell kasha from Simon Reish Nun Ches, which no one ever looks at. Reish Nun Ches is only one line, the whole Simon. One line, the whole thing. Muta laniach mevajom kli sheyesh po davar kaga bekedera chama sheein ze ketomi bedavos velos. This is the middle of Atmana. The problem is, if you look at the Bialocha Mutar, the second half, he says, if there's no Atmana problem, Yesh lezeh din shiui, which we call Shia. Vetzorach sheida adava kar, lezbashak amacha ben dusoy bevod yom, v'das harav, means the Ramah, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, who writes this to Magan Avraham, and the Prima Gadim. We thought that the Teretz B'tuv Tam was telling us whatever is on top of a full pot is much more lenient than whatever is on an empty pan. Empty pan is just equivalent of a black, but we saw that yesterday in the God's water night. Today we're in Konis, it's like Kufa Ketuma, Pshuta, fine. Over here in Erev Shabbos, it's exactly V'napochu. Why? Because it says over here that you could put something on a Kedei Rechama. Says the Bialachi requires Shemi Macha Ben Dusoi. But, in that very self same Sif that he quotes, Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, page Chof Aleph Mudbeis, line 6, Lohuska Grufuk Tuma, Lohuska Pekashik Vava, Elak Sheshchil, Lizbashel, Veloigil Macha Ben Dusoi. It's Mutter, even if it's not Reish Macha Ben Dusoi. Now, it's true, the Halacha says, Ella, I Rabbi Kivege, this ain't a boru, and some poskim say, it doesn't work, okay, some poskim say, okay, but others disagree, we'll get to this down the road, but we're discussing the Mechaber over here. So the Mechaber says, it's okay, if it's less than Machab and Nusar on a covered fire, you can take the cold kugel from the freezer, and put on the blef just before Shabbos. Yet, if it's a full pot, you may not. This indicates that a full pot is more strict than a plain blech, an empty pan. Whereas, in the whole Tuv Tam was the other way around, that a full pot is more lenient than an empty pan. Everyone say this kasha? I thought it was my own original kasha. I found the kasha in the safe, I can't show it to you. It's a fancy Shulchan Aruch. I thought we had the fanciest, well, the other fancier ones. Called Hadras Kodesh. Have you seen it? I go to the library, probably have it. Shulchan Aruch Hadras Kodesh. I think I have it in my house, maybe I'll bring it in. I should have brought it in today, I just wasn't thinking. Hadras Kodesh. He has the kasha in the back. I thought, you know, maybe I was nuts. I'm the first person to go there to the kasha. Such a good kasha. Bombshell kasha. Alright? Right, this kasha has to end the shiur yesterday, right? Who thought about it last time? I don't know. A Meshkavi Balelos who couldn't fall asleep last night because of his kasha. Heaven looks very well rested. I don't understand. So my answer goes as follows. And the Hadras Kosher says something along these lines. It all depends what we're worried about. Are we worried about Shem Yechata, or are we worried about Nirech HaMevasha? If we're worried about Nirech HaMevasha, which is the Ran's position, then we know very well that if it's on a full pot, it's not Nirech HaMevasha. Whether it's literally as if it's off the fire, as the Bialach would have it, or as I want to say, it's on the fire but somewhat removed. And as we shall see from Chazanish, removed means because it is an indirect heat. The fire eats the bottom pot sends up steam which hits the top pot. Not directly from the fire. Indirect heat. So therefore it's not considered to the same, literally on top of the fire, mamish. And therefore, there's no issue of Nerek and Mevasha. As opposed to a flat pan, there's nothing in between, just a piece of metal. So therefore it's considered ala esh, and it's aser to put it there, what we call anachal chatchila, a grufa ktuma, as we saw in the Mordechai by Kedera Reikonis. That's when it's worried about Nirech HaMevasha. Rabosai, Reish Nad Ches is talking about Friday. There is no Nirech HaMevasha on Friday. You can be Mevasha on Mamash on Friday. What's the problem, obviously, on Friday? Who, what? Shem Yechata. Says the Prima Gadol, Chiddush Nifla, as the Bialach quotes it, that an empty pan is crazy. Who in his right mind ever puts an empty pan in a fire? Gotta be nuts. So it's therefore a valid heker. A valid heker permits placing even food which is less than Macher Medesoy on it, as we saw Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Notwithstanding Rabbi Kivega's comment on the Sod Bialach. But over here on Reish Nun Ches, there is a full pot on the fire. Full pot on the fire is an everyday occurrence. There are always full pots on the fire. Always. And therefore, according to Prima Gadim, that's an insufficient, heker with respect to food which is less than Machal Ben Dusoy. It's no good. An empty pan is good. A full pot is no good, paradoxically. One is better for respect to Nirech HaMevasha. One is better with respect to Shem Yechata. That's my teretz. Thought it's an excellent teretz. Details to be worked out. But in principle, I think it's an excellent teretz to defend the Prima Gadol. Let me give you full disclosure from the outset. I don't think the Prima Gadol is correct. Well, look, I'll explain to you why as we go. But we have to explain the Prima Gadol. And the Bialach quotes the Prima Gadol. He quotes his tuv tam. He says exactly the reverse. You got to give an explanation. That's my explanation. Any questions so far? And I can ever sleep well tonight. Without we get a terrorist to this bombshell kasha. And everyone will have a good night's sleep. Okay. So far, so good? But now there's a problem. Now there's a bit of a problem which I want to share with you. And this is if the Prima Gadol is right, I have a major problem on my hands. I already told you before, I don't think it's correct, but if. So we're now living in the world of the Prima Gadol. That's what we're living right now. In the world of the Prima Gadol. Listen to me carefully, very, very important. Should we accept the heter, we Ashkenazim, of Kedera, Al Gabe Kedera? Not so fast. Marad Bet Yosef, he holds that we're only concerned with what? With Shem Yechata Begachalim. Until Machal Ben Dusoy, beyond that we're never concerned with it. It's only a matter of Nirech HaMevashel. Okay, so we saw in the Ram. Ain Dera Fishu Bekach, no problem. Hey, we are Ashkenazim. We spent so much time trying to explain that our psak is no. There could be a Shem Yechata Begacholim even after Machal Ben Drusoy. Isa Vachzara is Shem Yechata Begacholim. If that's the case, who said that Kedera Gabi Kedera is a good heter? It should be no better than Gufa Ktuma, and maybe even worse, as we just saw. It's worse, because a full pound of fire is not a heker at all, it's Maisa B'Kolyo, and the Prima Gadim would have it. Gewalt. All the people you belong in the heter of Kedera Gabi Kedera, even though they're Ashkenazim. How do we allow that?
Can I repeat the question?
Sure. We just said on our terrace to the Baal Shel Kasha that with respect to Nirek and Mevashel, a full pot is better than an empty pan. With respect to Shem Yechata, it's worse. Because an empty pan, or blech as we call it, we saw beforeish in the Mechav Reishon Gimel Aleph, that it works even for less than Machav Ben Dusoy. Only Mekivek was a dissenting view, and there's a Be'alacha there. Whereas, a full pot on the fire, called it as Prima we just read, does not work. We just read it. So it's more chomer. So for Ashkenazi, you worry about Shem Yechata Begacholim, post Machal Ben Dusoy, you should disavow the Hetav. Yeah, I got it there. That's an earthquake. So many people use his heter. No one should panic. Before the day is out, I'll explain to you why I think it's good. But the Prima Gadim, I don't think it's correct. But we're now in Prima Gadim land. Yes?
Cash on the terrace.
My terrace? You up all night and you have a different terrace?
Okay.
Just want to make sure.
Why is it that on Shabbos, where Rebbe said that, oh, it's a Nirek and Mevashel problem, so when you put the Panazish on top of the Kedera,
you know, hey, there, Bishop of Kaka, you read it in the
right. Right. But why does Shem Yechad HaBichol not apply? Why because of Shabbos does Shem Yechad HaBichol not apply?
The Ran says, once the food is Machab and the sword, there's no Shem Yechad anymore. Simple. That's why he switched teams already early. He said the whole purpose of the Yisr of Hazara, the whole reason for it is Nirek and Mevashel. Then he dropped out of Shem Yechata once we traveled under his own. Fine. Again, we're going slow. Slowly. Does anybody agree with me that the heter of Kedera, Agabi Kedera, is no good? Am I the only person in the whole wide world who says that? That would be a little bit uncomfortable for me. I'm supposed to be a big maker. Wasn't I machwe against the whole wide world? Please open your Shulchan Aruch. It's a Mishin Yud Ches. Patience. Okay. We're now going to see Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yud Ches Siv Zayin. Yesh Mefarshim. Tohod Eshori Laniach Kli Sheyesh Bo Dover Cham Agav Ekdera Atmuna Afilu Kli Atachnon Al Ha'esh Shori. Yesh Mefarshim Shem Kli Atachnon Al Ha'esh La'olam Asur. Why? The Mogan Avraham Chav Dalet. Tavi Kiminiach Agav Ekira Lechatchila B'Shabbos. Fine. So it's a problem. Hanocha Lechatchila, even though B'Pashat is the case over here, is a Kedera, Agav Ekedera. What's the first opinion? Taz Sivkot Yad Aleph. Hatam Kos Rav Magad, the Magad Mishnah. The Kevon Shakedera Mafsekes, Harekiz Mishchamim, Negan Amadura Madar! Oh! Who are the Baal Mishnah Talmud of, everybody? Who? The Rajbo! So, of course, the Rebbe said it, the Talmud says it. But that's only one opinion. The second opinion, Maybe the reason Rambam was quiet in the Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hey, he was relying on a second opinion. You go to a doctor, he'll look for a second opinion, right? The second opinion in Reish in Shin Yud Chai Zayin, is it also? Possible, no? Maybe. It's a bit of a dochak. Rambam should have spoken up earlier, right? Earlier. Now, Rabosai, this we said over here comes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Look on the side. What the two days? Below Ichriya. Look on the Beragola and Shiyut Ches Osmem. Two days for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and he does not decide which day is in fact correct. Did the Rambam express an opinion at least? He's just relying on a second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, or did he express his own opinion? Well, we don't see his opinion anywhere on the pages of the Shulchan Aruch, but he wrote another sefer, did he not? What did he write? Dark emotion. Well, let's take a look at Dark emotion, see what it says. I hope people have the tour. If not enough people have it, I'll show you on the screen, but if you have it, I'll show you here over here. I believe the Dark Emotion is in Reish Nun Ches. I believe. See soon. No. No Dark Emotion here. I don't see it here. Oh, no, it is here. It's a one-liner. It's a one-liner. The base Yosef, Rabosai. The base Yosef. Oh, let's start from the very beginning. You have a base. Everyone has. Who does not have a tour? Oh boy. Right. Don't put it on the screen. Paragraphs here. I can't find a loop with the paragraph again. So here they have paragraphs. Oh, here, top of the screen. I'm reading from inside. Kotzer Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Yesh mefarshim de mecha magabi mecha de shari. Afil kli atachton ala ei shari. Fi yesh mefarshim. Shim kli atachton ala ei shdol amasar. Tavikim inichol lechatchila ala ei sh. For the shari to mecha magam yemecha, kshe ein kli atachton ala eish, dafku the shari. You with me so far? This is exactly the two opinions we saw in Mechaber, Shin Yud Chesva. Oh, comes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the two opinions. This one, the Beragola before. Good. Says the Dark Emosh at the very end of this paragraph. It's a one-liner. Fidiri atur de toli de tamim, shun mol de kol, mechol inyan asur. Look in Shin Yud Ches. Rambam did express an opinion, a dark emotion. So it should come out that he asks what, on a simple level, he's asking what it says in Reish Nun Gimel Sifei, the Machab, Sifei. Sounds like he comes out against it, Bipshuto. Again, we'll have to come back to this a little bit later. So, before we go further, I'll give you a psak from the late of Shimon Eider, Zichrono Livracha. Shimon Eider was the Talmud of our yeshiva. They went to Lakewood, and he wrote beautiful Sfarim, Hilchot Shabbos, before it was popular. He wrote on a typewriter, an old-fashioned typewriter. You still have the old type that you don't see anymore. And he has a Hebrew on top and English on the bottom. English on top and Hebrew on the bottom. It's a beautiful sefer. Much of what he said in Birchas Bishul and General Shabbos was reprinted in Igros Moshe Chelik Dalet, because Rav Moshe wrote to him many, many answers. It was reprinted. But this part, I'm not sure if it was reprinted. He discusses something which is called a double boiler. Who ever heard of a double boiler? Raise your hand. I'm so happy no one ever heard of it, Baruch Hashem. I'll tell you my answer, Shahoya. When I grew up in the house, we never heard of it. So when I got married, so one of my aunts gave us a set of pots. Of course, she brought it to the wedding. I understand. It was two big boxes. Baruch Hashem. So the next day, I'm a good husband. We open up the boxes to see what we have. I say something. Must be something is wrong over here. One pot. It's just round. Can't stand. So it's going to tip over. All my pots, other pots are flat. I said, my new wife, what's this? She started laughing at me, Baruch Hashem. A double boiler. Mazeh biyadecha. What's a double boiler? I heard of it. Apparently, what you do is, you have a pot, you fill it up with water, and the water produces steam. And in that pot, you put a different pot, which is of course circular, and that's why it can't stand by itself. And the steam of the lower, coming up from the water in the lower pot, will produce a cooking effect. You cook vegetables there. They say, somebody, you melt chocolate there maybe. That's what I'm told. You know, I'm not for the big cooks. I don't walk into the kitchen. So, yeah, a double boiler. So Rabbi Shimon Ida was asked to use a double boiler on Shabbos. A kneira gam a kneira! Paskins, also, because it's derech b'kach. When is it mutter? Put a piece of kugel on top of your cholent pot. That's not normal. But to put vegetables or chocolate in your double boiler, if you have a double boiler, is normal. You go home, look for a round pot. I can't stand. You'll say, Ma, this is broken. Double boiler. Fine. Now it is true, according to the Ran, I could put chicken in a double boiler. You never cook chicken, though. You cook vegetables and things. It's only steam coming out, according to the Ran. But we saw before that Bialacha said, we don't involve the Ran. Right? But he certainly didn't like it. It's correct. We shall see as we go. Okay, fine. But now I'm going to go a little bit further in this complicated sugya. A little bit further. What do you think, Bosai? It's the following case. It's a little bit of a different case. A little bit of a different case. I think they still have it in the yeshiva right here. It's called a steam table. Who knows what a steam table is? You go to the calf, no? They still have the same system from when I was here? I think so. How do they keep the food hot? No one eats supper in the calf anymore.
Oh, they have the water that's boiling.
Yeah, that's called a steam table. That's called a steam table. Let's look in the Igros Moshe. Talks about steam tables. This is taken, as I said, from Rabbi Eider's Svarim. They reprinted it in Igros Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalet. Shuvas Elul Tashla Simon Ayin Dalet. Lahatig mashe shafti tshuvas ktsoras nechutzas lemaisa lididi avagon shemen aida shlita binin shabbos and mitzuyin and lo estav naharach besoch on hashelos efter the tonga devya lididi ma'asho shemen aida kende ma'asho ma'asho wow ma'asho man I'm gonna call you the ma'asho wow I'm gonna call the ma'asho whoa 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 Yeah. Haimuter lechamem kederish in his bashla fichama ktsas agabem machshirim shenod lechim in the lower pishlo keplata chashmonit hot plate or hot tray or shulchan mechuma meidim steam table gabel hefse kedera they ain't there pishlo begach we'll leave out the plata for later on. Al shulchan ha-mechumah ba'edim kimeduma she'efshar l'zbashal sham. It's possible for it to be cooked there. Himkein ha-memeh l'derech bishul. Rebbeinu shel olam. It's k'derech ha-mekderech. Right? You have the fire eats up the water is heating up, it's like a double boiler, but fundamentally. Oh, that's exactly the answer. It's like a double boiler fundamentally. K'der gabe k'der is not an automatic heter. It's only if it's ain't derech bishul b'kach. Oh. Not as a chazanish. We don't have it today yet. We don't need it for today so much. Tomorrow we'll maybe need it more. Whatever. It's in Simen Lamed Zayin at the end. Simen Lamed Zayin at the end of Sivkot Tess. Similar Messiah and this of Kotes. He wants to understand this heter of Kedera Gabe Kedera. What's it based upon? Is what he writes. Quotes the Be'alah, quotes the Pre-Begotten, the last paragraph of Siv Kotes. He says as follows. Efshar she'im yesh chom ola l'kdeira elyona l'artichah kegon she'matachtona gedola meleo kveda l'artiach v'elyona k'tana v'nocho l'artiach hois elyona marteches kodom l'tachtona v'adach hashiv v'kol menas ha'akira v'l'hoya kan heter shalagos monachai v'dako l'hachzir av'lolit l'chatchila. So it's like a blech. Aval be'emes, he says, kol she'atachtona meleo he bolas chom akira, v'yena chom ola l'elyona ela michom akedera. Because gora means less than, it's better than for our purpose. V'hefsi kedera reikonis, v'asam chom akira saka l'mala. Indirect heat. Indirect heat. That's what the Chazanish says. It's indirect heat. Indirect heat works. It works. Indirect heat works. Maybe he holds, that a double boiler would also work. It's called Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach, not a question whether in point of fact you cook there or not. It's a question, is it direct heat or indirect heat? If it's indirect heat, then it's good. If it's direct heat, it's no good. Why is this relevant? Some years back, they created a new gizmo. A new gizmo was marketed. You know what they called it? I think it's still on the market today. Called the Kedera Blech. Who ever heard of a Kedera Blech? You know what it is about fundamentally? Two pieces of metal. You fill it up with water before Shabbos. And you put it. And they advertise. Gavaldik! Gavaldik! It's Gavaldik halachli. And it's Gavaldik culinarily, if I use that expression. Halakhli, Kedera Gabi Kedera. Indirect heat.
Is it a water
block? Water blech, I'll call it that. Fine. And they say it's better for the, you know, because there's water in it, it makes it more even. Heat, I'm not going to the cooking part or the heating part. So according to the Chazanish, maybe it'll be mutter. But if you hold like a Moshe, I thought for sure it would be usher. Why? Why is the steam table usher? It's also indirect heat. I thought fundamentally the reason is, and I'm saying an additional story which I didn't say before. If there's a full pot of cholent on the bottom, and I put a piece of kugel on top of the pot, on the top of the pot cover, it's not nearer to mevashel the kugel. It's nearer to mevashel the cholent. The kugel is just an afterthought. But, Rabbi Osai, if the water on the bottom ends up in the sewer, no one's ever going to drink it. The water right now is double blech, so what they call kedera blech, so water blech. What happens to the water after Shabbat, it opens and goes right down to the sink. You don't drink that water. So to the steam table, you don't drink that water. So therefore it's nirek and bevashel on the food contents that are on top of that water. A little bit different kind of a svara, but yeah.
Well, I don't even need to say that. Why can't we just say that? Oh, it's a special workout. It's meant. It's made like this for provision.
I don't know if it's. No, they don't make it for provision. They make it just to heat up things on Shabbos. I don't want to say it's that official necessarily. But kids, I'm just mentioning to you this potential question. I think that the Elamai, you could argue that if it's indirect heat, it's not in the fire at all. That's what we saw perhaps in the Rashba. But here's the problem. We're in Prima Gadim land. The Prima Gadim asered shehiya on top of a full pot. If it's not in the fire at all, how can shehiya be asur? The Prima Gadim could not have accepted that last line in the Bialacha. The last line Bialacha says it's not in the fire at all, but the Prima Gadim himself in Reish Nilchah says that then if shehiya had a full pot, he couldn't have possibly learned out of the fire at all. Impossible. Now, do we say, you have a blech, it's not derech bishul bekach. I would have said, that's not true. It's derech bishul bekach, because it's direct heat, not the same as kedera gabi kedera. You threw a piece of metal in between, you put an upside down pan or pot, so what? That does not qualify for the head of kedera gabi kedera, that's direct heat. That's exactly what I read to you from the Chazon Ish. That's what I would say. Does anyone disagree with me? We'll see soon. But before we see soon, we're going to have to come, as I told you a little earlier, with a third answer to the big conundrum that we had. The problem of Sif Gimel and Sif Hei contradicting each other. For this, I need you to open up your Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Mine is open, but it's under a big pile. We'll undo the pile, we'll find it. Reish Nun Gimel. Rabosai. Sif Hei, again, read the Machaber one more time. Mutal losses al pikdera chamin b'shabes tavshin b'shabes 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 panadish b'chayotzin ben lechama b'she'ein derech bishul b'kach mamash coming from the Rashba. Avol lahat metachas al b'gol l'atzun al gavi armechem v'adei osas hatmoni says the Ramo who adin she'osru l'anicho al gavi kira afil l'guf v'ktuma l'otiro l'chazara k'v'derech shin izbo'er. Once you put it down, it's no good. That was the cash that we had Prima Gadim. Why here it's no good? And the Kedera Gavik there is good. That was the original cash. Says the Mogad Avram Lamedala. V'oran kosab efshar shadav v'shein dak v'levaz al gabi kira mutal lacham al gabi kira shemitzavi v'ralo. That's the kugel from the freezer out there. The das Rabbeis Yosef mashma lesser, correct. The Beis Yosef did not like this kugel, as we saw in Bialochik. That's why it's a dochak to explain the Machaber that way. But the Dochak Ravava, it's the same author of the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeis Yosef Kara didn't like it. Fine. But now let's turn to the Machzor Hashekel. Watch this. Have we seen Machzor Hashekel? It's a comment on Lamed Aleph. Kein Mashmak Tzatz B'Sifro Ha'orach B'Sof HaSimen. It's true. V'gam Po B'Shulchan Aruch. But the cost of a heter the panadish the cost of the Rebus Adina Shul Aran Tov V'Shein Ein Dak of a Chulik. Right. El HaKorach HaTzvir Le'el Yisr Hikshah B'Sevet HaSev HaShabbos This is the kasha of the prima gadim. And we just saw the ferish in the bi alocha, right? The steel double rov asked it, prima gadim asked it, the Tosef Shabbos asked it. Look there what he wrote. I don't know what he wrote, didn't say what he wrote. My shulchan is not so fancy to tell us what he wrote. Ayin shemashat tirtz. Look it up. Tosef Shabbos. Look it up. And here's daiti. Watch this now. Give it his own teretz. Not the Tagomer Rovitz. Not the prima gadims, which we know what they are. Not the Tosef Shabbos, which you don't know what it is. So it's basically the fourth teretz. I said, I don't know what number three is. I didn't look at Tosef Shabbos. If you look it up, let me know what he says. Whoa. Before we go any further, we have to look it up. What does it say in Shin Yud Ches? In Mogad Avram, Sivkotn Chavav. You don't see that? You know what he's before you? Let's go slow. But back to Shin Yud Ches, Rabbi Osai, where we saw in Siv Zion, the Mechabas, 2 days, the 2 days of Rabbi Yeruchim, right? And he doesn't say he was right. Doesn't say it's right. Some say mutter, some say it's also. Doesn't say it's right. Now, Sif Ches. Laniach davar karch in his bashar kol tzorek lo agam yimeichem shal ha'esh. That's exactly what you saw in Sif Zayin, right? Yesh omrim shedino kemenichu keneged ha'medura v'chol dover shemutu laniach in ha'medura v'mokha shayat soledes v'o gom shayove shemutu laniach agam yimeichem agam ha'esh. Who said this? The Rajma. We saw the Zara Arash, remember in base. We just saw it's on, still on the screen. It was on the screen a minute ago. Before already. The Marsha replaced it. Right there. V'yesh omrim, davi kimeniach agavi kiro lechatchila v'yosur, hafil is basha kot soka, hafil is samak v'rala, hafil is basha kot soka. Okay. It's another opinion. All goes back to the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, right? Says the Mechaber, Verisho Nirikar. Oh, not surprising. He said the same thing about the Rishon Gimel Sefei. They only quoted one opinion. He quotes both, says Rishon. So the obvious question is, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in Siv Zayin you were silent. You didn't take sides. And Siv Ches, you're taking sides. Is the side taking in Ches go on Zayin too? That's what I would have said. Once the Rishon is Iker over here, so the region is equal in Siv Zayin too. That's what I would have said. Says the Megon Avram, Shin Yud Ches Chavav. Region Iker, Kevish Agderim Avsekas, Lotom Elikira, Dostam Makderim Omedes Agabi Esh Mamish, Magad Mishnah. Vitzorach Ian, Lava Lo Echriya Rabbe Yosef, Siv Zayin in the Hatir, Tu Atzvo Kosov Kevish Timid Reishet Al Gimel Siv Gimel, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So first you see the upright. I'm not the only person that would say maybe Yosef. Maybe it is a V.A. Shloman. Davka tzli mutu litno lechatchila agave kidera t'odif mikira grufa aval mavushel also litno agave kira afilu hucham shema mishum bishul t'gazvinen shema yitzen alam kshukar pe mutu alechazara v'chein tzok lama dibra ben yiruchum anal. To defend the stira, he makes a distinction between solids and liquids. Solids is mutter, liquids is also. Now, liquids is also is a bishul problem. Bishlach and bishul volach, even if it's still hot. Xeri you put on when it's cold. Bottom line, he says, we call him yesh lahokel, to mashim and magad mishul, to kem and akter, and graf sekas, other than mikir and gerufa, mishol yidin olea, tam shal cham, even though it's liquid. That's the psak la'aloha. But the mechaber, is machriya and one not the other. Ad kan Mogad Avram. So Siv Zayin, Rabbi Osai is talking about liquids. He's not machriya. Siv Ches talking about solids. He's machriya here. He's machriya back in the simulation of the Gimel Sivay. Only one opinion. Oh, Eureka! The light bulb just went on. A distinction between what and what? Solids and liquids. Aha. Reish Nun Gimel is Panadish, which is Kugel, which is a solid. Reish Nun Gimel Siv Gimel is tafsha, which is starting to burn. Why? Because the water is running out of the chont. That happened to your mother? She puts a lot of water in the chont, and she forgets to turn it, the crock pot down from 5 to 3, which is that way it's supposed to be done, you know? So it's pick up in the morning. Woo-hoo! Wee! The chont is burning. So, okay, no problem. It's too hot. Take it off, put a different fire, put an empty pan, and put it on so it won't burn the crisp. Time you wake up in the morning, then you come back from shul. You better have an ashkama, otherwise, you know, I may not help. The seeking is even better if you're up. Mashkin, it's a mashkin. For us in America, you're going to have 8 o'clock if you're already a mashkin. Shabbos morning, a mashkin. Other mashkin, yeah, okay. So he's saying over here, this is the different chiluk. Resh Nun Gimel Hay is solid. Resh Nun Gimel Gimel is a cholent. It means it was liquid in it. The liquid started to dry out, but there was liquid. Take a look. Machzah Shekel, back over here, Resh Nun Gimel. He quotes this Magen Avraham, Shinches Chof Vav. And then look what he says. Let's read it together. Look what he says. The Machzah Shekel. Because of Davka Dava Yavashin Lamorak Mutukai Gavna Filu Chatchila Avalova Dava Shesh Pamorak Filu Cham Osi Shabbat. Hidus of Gilam Ashdiash Pamorak. Right? This is Tashil. And here we say it is Panash is the Kugel. A Kugel, yes. Kugel, see. Sholat, no. Okay. Cool, yeah, that's his terrace. Now, if this terrace is right, this is an unbelievable cooler. I wish it would be right. I doubt it should be right. This solves all the world's problems. No? You can take dry food and put it on a Kederi Rei Kodes from the fridge. That's what he just said. The only reason why you can't put it down is because it has contained liquid in it. Contains, it's drying out as we go. But the kugel never had any liquid to remove them. So wait a second, the question becomes, what about the first Mishnah we learned? The first Mishnah, the sugya we learned, Aflam Chesim and Beis. There it says, put on Yabe Karka, it's usher even in the Kira Gruf of Ktuma. So how is a plech different than the Kira Gruf of Ktuma? I never understood this Matzis HaShekel and the Poskim will accept the Machzah Shekel. I'll tell you who accepts the Machzah Shekel. I'll tell you who accepts it. Yechavadas. I have it here, but since you don't have it, let me sure if I think we have it on the, I think it's on the screen. I think it's on the Bar Ilan. We'll see soon. We shall see you in a moment. Chelik Beis. Tavshul Sonen Shemunach B'Mekar Erev Shabbos. Hamutal Hamutal Chamamo Ala Plata Shul Shabbos is a Nirkam of Ashul problem. Tshuva. Whole discussion. Not going to the Ravadi knows how to be Marach, even though Chavadah is much more short than Yabi Omer. We know that. Okay. Ulam Afal Pishamut the Chaman Tav Shul Yavish B'Shabbos. No visual problem. Mikom Makom Lo Hutal Lenichol Kiraim Shul Gaz. The Chayotze Bezeker the Chamo Shemichat the Begachol. That we know. That's the Yisur of Hanocha Metchila. He claims that Shem Yichat Lebega Cholim. I think it's the Rekha Mavash. Whatever, it's also anyway. Okay? Kloma Shem Yishkach Vyagbiyas HaPlis Tzil Yeresh Lemaaz HaKimur Shul Tavshul V'akenegad Eish HaGabit Deh Menachas Al Eish Mutal Lecham Maran Reish Nun Gimel Hay Maran Shin Yitches Ches. Right? You think that we shouldn't think Lechora Who are they? Shemutal Aniyah, Patapshon, Yisbashon, Kotsarok, Avu Yavashah, Plata Chashmalit. Is it hefsek? What? Got a hefsek. The plata means it. That's no hecker. That's part of the plata. How can it be? But he has the kasha, reshtan gimel gimel. Alright? Reshtan gimel gimel. The stira, maran to maran. Who has the kasha? Tos the Shabbos. Oh, we're going to find out his teretz now. We didn't know before, because Mr. Reuven tell us. And Mavati tells us, drum roll, what is the Tosefet Shabbos and teretz? Shebe kedera reikon is asur, neshe nira kedera bishul lechatchila, ava gabe kedera malaya mutter, sheenu nira kemavashel, vechen kosta reprima garden. Oh, it's not a new teretz. It's along the same lines as the prima garden. Hisul Hebrew Alocha, Chazad Ish, direct or indirect heat. Ulefizen. Hamaniach agabe plata vechashmalit, domo lemaniach agabe kder rekona shesh lesser! Ah! Then he goes to Machsa Shekel! Oh, wow! There has been solid and liquid. Alright? So if it's dry, it's even on kder rekonis. Wow! He quotes another pesuk, Zera Emes, v'hat lechamen betavshel yovish and espashel b'kotzorko me'erev Shabbos, can be pach matches menuka v'asbest. He said asbestos is strafe. She'al ha'esh, v'nistayeya mimashchosu maril. We'll get to the maril later. Maril is a very complicated source, not for now. He quotes all the Sephardi pesukim, I don't know who they are. I'm not sure who they are. Well, if he's emut l'aniach, v'shabbos betavshel yovish al plata chashmalit, all the partial plata master ben chutzli chashmal at the other time. No, no, no! How can you say that? That the what? That the how did he put it? He says the cover of the plata separates between the electric heating at the bottom and the food. No, that's there 7 days a week in the day. You didn't make any hecker. We saw the two with the hecker. Not Makama. We're not done yet. Maram Shik. He sits between hot and cold. If he's right, then you have a problem. Why? Well, I don't get it. So forget. Ram Shik said today Rechama. Then Fakir backwards. Today Rechama. You put on there Rekonis. It's not a hecker. Why? Shem Yavel Achas H. But if it's cold and it's dry, you put on Gabe Kedera. It's a hecker. In the Meskame Shiyotach Vizbashel. Kevish Hecker Shem Yavel Shem Yavel Shem. Wow. I don't get this. In other words, I think we're saying it's foul. I have to look it up. We'll put it on the board later. Ram Shik, Shimon Kuzai. If I read it correctly, if it's hot, it's hot already. So what are you putting on the black floor? Obviously, you want to cook it. If it's cold, you don't want to heat it. That's what I think he's saying, which is wild. We would say, no, backward. Do you want to take a break to see Ram Shik, or should try to finish this first? How long is this still going? Whoa. Okay, Masiku. Let's just finish this and come back. Kiddush Nifla V'Nayr. Where are we up to? Ramshik. Watch. Gam Kesh Adav. Yeah, if that's correct, he keeps having this pach. I don't believe it's Mafsik. I don't believe it. Again, it's not a heck. Not Makaba. Then he has another thing. You can't justify it. We'll get to that a little later on. We'll get to that later. Seventh Svarim in the world. Where are we? I happen to agree. Plata Chashmalit is Adifa Mikisu Shapach Shalakira. Shasham olu lasir pach mi'al akir shlo midas. Vashegim eplach yev shushim panel otzi atif. No, that's not the reason. Because you can always pull off the plaque, you can't pull off the top of the plaque. Yeah, but the plaque is a kekka, this is not. Okay. Oh, then he said my words. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. Became a shasui of the shem kach, ain't a chasim of hekka gala mizeh? No. No. Not correct. Akan, he's calling Rav Avadya Hadaya. I don't believe that for 1 minute. Pesiku, Tavshel Mestajer Otsoko, Manif Mekarev, Mut Lucham B'Shabbos Al Platach Hashmon Shel Shabbos, in Yom Shel Lesbo. V'chein, that I agree with for another reason. It's not adjustable. V'chein Mut Lucham Al Asbest Al Pach Machas Menukav Al Plech, we call Hamunach Al Kiram Shel Gez. Yeah, he's matterit. So when I saw this, I said, Rebbe Shel Olam, it's against the Mishnah. It's against the Mishnah. No, I'll take that back. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara not Lamed Chesem in Beis. Lo shono shono v'yono v'dat l'atzer. Put on the karka, you may not put on a kira guru for ketumah. This is the black makes it ketumah, right? Not better than ketumah. We'll see the Chazon shows it's worse than ketumah. We'll get to that soon. So how can this possibly be? I didn't understand it for the life of me. Then came out this beautiful sefer called the Yalkut Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, Chavad Das is trying to get the years of printing. Chavad Das Chelik Beis Tov Shin Lamed Ches. That means it's 40 years ago. Okay, good. The Yalkut Yosef, the Haskama, is written Tov Shin Nun Beis. Ah, a mere 26 years ago or so. Okay, so it came out, 14 years later, so it's much later. And this is, of course, by the present chief rabbi, Shlita. And he quotes from his, obviously he's defending his father's position straight through. So here in Reish Nun Gimel Sivtes, he writes as follows. Trying to get the exact spot. He gives you the various conditions. V.W. Yavesh gives examples. Schnitzel. Okay. Mushikot Soko. Has to be covered. Then there are two other conditions, right? What are they? They have to have a covered fire. We just had that before. That's not another condition. Oh, it has to be hot. You can't put it down. Sometimes, what, even if it's cold, they didn't put it down. On a platach hashmalit, you need to put it down. Why? Ve'achar ve'en derech levashala platach hashmalit. There's no, it's not, I'm 100% right. It's not Derek Levash, there's no Shem Yechat, I 100% agree with it. V'acheinu Ashkenazim. That's us, right? V'kilim la'arza tafshel. No. Not here. Okay, so what I'm quoting must be in the bottom. Test in the bottom. Okay. So I can read it for you. Ulefize, here we go. These are the key line I'm reading to you. It's page Kuf Dalet. Mashakosa Maran Sibes. Shleniya Hakdeaga Bekaka. Lo Iri Elabekira Grufuktuma. Watch this now. Listen to the words. Shebaze Shayach Mirzikim Bavashel. Me'achar v'aderech hoyor, past tense he claims, midei pam laniach tavshel agabe kira guru for k'tuma. Kira k'tuma. The k'tuma of yesteryear, you'd once in a while cook there. Ava behefstik tavshel matchis, a blech, v'platach hashmalit, V'ze'af mishamer zekimavashal leko. Unbelievable line. Unbelievable line. To get out of the problem that his father has, what's he going to do with the Gemara? The Gemara is referring to Ketuma, the time of the Shas, which once in a while they cook on. A blech, you never cook on. Lefiani is 90. This is not correct. Because it doesn't depend on the fact you put a blech, you threw a blech on top of it. The fire, you're always cooking on. The fire, you're always cooking on. The only time we, I'm using the Ashkenazi we's, right, say it's not there, Bishop Akach, is if it's an indirect heat, Kedera Gabe Kedera, then we say, hey, there, Bishop Akach. But a blech is no better than the ketumah of yesteryear. He claims the blech is better than the ketumah of the Mishnah. The ketumah of the Mishnah wants to other cook on it, and the blech never. Chazon Ish says the blech is much worse than the ketumah of yesteryear. We'll get to that. And I say it's the same as the ketumah of yesteryear. So therefore, in my opinion, you may not do this. Now, I can't. How can I argue with Ravajah? Amen. How can I have imagined?
The Rebbe said it's supposed to be what? The cold and
on top of a blech. Ravajah's master it. His son confirms it. He says it's better than the ketumah of yesteryear. So I saw in the same called the Nachal Zered. He says, even if you'll say that the Machta Shekel distinction is correct, and that will solve the problem of Gimel and Hay, that only works, Rabbi Osai. That only works. Please listen, it's very important. That only works according to the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef. But, as we saw, the Magen Avraham himself denies that. Because the Magen Avraham, that same Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan Chavov, that the whole Machta Shekel is based upon, the distinction between dry and liquid, look how he ends up. End of Chavav, he writes as follows. He writes like this. Umikom agom yesh lahakel, the mashav of Magad Mishnah, the keva dakterim avsekes, odif mikira grufa, v'shorit in aleha, Tavshil Cham. What does the word Tavshil mean? Even a liquid. As the Levush HaYisrael says, Magad Mishnah says, I feel in your Tavshil Shesh for Rotev, Odif Hapsokas Kedera Migrufa. So for Ashkenazim, we reject the distinction that the Magen Avraham himself made to defend Maran Bet Yosef, and the Machta Shekel made in order to defend Siv Gimel and Siv Hashem Mistira. So maybe Achenu Asaradim. I'm just putting it on. Choose to get the Achenu. Achenu Kobes Yisrael. You say it right? So he said Achenu Asaradim, they have what to rely on, perhaps. 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 Now, let's take a look back in Simon, Reish, Nun, Gimel and Reish Nun Ches. See again, I both say I got to close some of the Svarim. Keeps other Svarim open. Okay. Watch. If you look at the Simon Reish Nun Gimel, it's called Lamed Vav. I feel it with Davash ain't Bamarak. Lesser in the Shabishal. Osir in the Stane. Tabla Kimaniach, Lachatchil, Bechavas, the Osir. Loitira, Lachazara. So here he's answering, even though it is dry, at least in certain cases. For Rabosai, back to Reish Nun Ches again. We saw Reish Nun Ches Only so far in the Bir Halacha. We never open up the original source. That was our mistake. Not a mistake. We got one thing at a time. Today we see the original source in the Reish of Ches. I'm going to show you a completely different read. Completely different read. Okay? Okay. But, there's one but. Before we go to Reish Nun Ches, I want to show you Reish Nun Gimel, Nogan Avram, Lamed Gimel. Panadish. The Kevan She'ein Bo Rotev, Ein Bo Bishul, Shin Yud Ches Tiv Tezvav. Umeshem Chitu Inami Lekel Lemigzar. Why not? She'ein Derech Bishul Bekach, Pishak Dera Mavsekes. Magid Mishnah, Perek of Beis, Halacha Dalet. I dare you to find this in the Magid Mishnah. Whether I'm here. No, I'll put it on this board. I'll put it on the board. If you can find this, get a prize. Here we are. Watch this. The Kotel Rashba. If yesh kedeu and asuna ala esh, mutu lechamem al gabeo tavshu nitzbashu kotzogu mev Shabbos, kevan shakdeu mavsekes, hareze kemechamem kenegan amadur amutur. Do you see the word chitu here in this man? Do you see the word chitu here? Do you find the word chitu in this whole paragraph? Of course you can't. Because according to the Rajva, there is no chitu problem once you hit Smachal Ben Rusoi. He's only worried about what? Come on! What's he worried about? Nirikim Mavashel. See, it's not Nirikim Mavashel. The Magad Mishnah, the Magad Avram, says something which is not accurate. He says like this. Nowhere did the Magad Mishnah say that there's no chashash chitu. He didn't, because he's not discussing chitu at all. The feedback of the Rashba and the Ran and all those others. He's only concerned with what? He doesn't use those words either, but that's what he means. Yeah. We know what he means because we know what the Rashba said. It's like a negative Madura. Just for your information. Got it? Now you go to Reish Nun Ches. Reish Nun Ches. We have to look in two places, right? Nogan Avraham and Prima Gavin. That's where we came from, correct? Take a look. Nogan Avraham, the Makdeira, Atachtona, Omeres Aloesh, Yesh Ladin Shihoi. Yesh Ladin Shihui. Those are the words we saw quoted in the Prima Gadim. Okay. So what does the Prima Gadim say now? Let's take a look. Prima Gadim. Pretty long Prima Gadim, no? Go to the end. And we'll see the second half of the Prima Gadim in Reish Nun Ches Aleph. Yesh Lavram. V'yudin Shia Yesh L'Yona Af Agav Dakter Atatonim Afsekes. As we just saw. U'v'sim in Reish Nun Gimel Siv Gimel. K'dei Rei Konis Havik Grufa K'mosh Chatzim Magan Avram Os Laman Aleph Zerei Konis V'tzonenes Tachton Acham Agav Yesh Yesh L'Yona Gam Kein Din Shia We had Rachach and his Barit and Reshon Gimel Sif Aleph. And look at Reshon Gimel Sif Hey. So that was the kasha that we had. What's going on over here? Okay. So here I'm going to tell you something which I think is of great consequence. Of great consequence. Listen, please, carefully. The Alter Rebbe has what to say. Oh, does he have what to say? But you know why? I should really show it to you, because you don't have it. I'll show it to you. The Alter Rebbe understood the Rabbi Avraham the same as the Prima Gadim understood him. Only one difference. He argued with him. Pretty big difference, huh? It says, well, this is so short. Nothing here. What's this though? Oh, what's that little green thing over there? A little green thing over there. Whoa. Oh, not too long. Velora takti mashakosta ramogan avrom sham khan. Oh no, he is wrong. Should the behead the mavur b'shulanach simin shinyun chesef ches shichriel lahakel lo dami lekira as the Mogad Avraham himself said in Simkon Chavav. The afe mecha magabe mecha b'sheish tavshel v'rotu v'oyan b'chaygav n'mayri hocha. We pass like the Mekel. He says the Mogad Avraham is wrong. That's one way to solve the problem. Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Listen to what I want to tell you. The Mogad Avraham is not wrong. He was interpreted incorrectly. He was misinterpreted. He never said the Chumrah that both the Prima Gadim and the Alter Rebbe attributed to him. What did he say? The poor Mogad Avraham. Watch the poor man. What did he say? What did he say? What? A half a line. Imakdeira ataftona omenes ala esh yesh ladin shiur. Whoa! She means she and Reshon and Gimel, Asimacha ben Dusoy, ba. He never meant that at all. All he meant to say, that's not Hatmana. Look at the context, Rabosai. This is Reshon and Zion and Tessa Hilchos Hatmana. In the middle of the Hilchos Hatmana. Look at the Machsa Shekel. Look at the Machsa Shekel. Reishon of Ches. The whole thing, be the very last line. The very last line of the Machta Shekel. He's saying, the Ramah Paschus, I feel a man as a Gabi Gacholim, Kai Gavna, Allah, Mikri Atmana, Ela Din Shiwi. The other Ramah, the Meshmet Yosef, the Didan, I feel a man as a Gabi Ha'esh, Nekal Mishma Atmana, Kiyim Mishum Shiwi. He said the whole word of the Mogad Avraham was a Seid and Shiui. He only meant to mean there's no Yisir Atmana. He never meant the Chum of Shiui that if it's not Machal Ben Dusoy, it's not allowed. Never meant that. Lohoyud Rav Me'olam. Lohoyud Vare Me'olam. Lohoyud Vare Me'olam. Now I'll prove it to you. Because we had a shtickle, we had a roo. We had a great terrace. I thought you'd be able to share today. That you didn't sleep over. What was the terrace we gave? You have a full pot. It's more cow with respect to what? Come on, guys. With respect to Nirikim and Vashel. More cow than a blef. But it's more chover than a blef with respect to what? That's very nice. It's Prima Gadim. But you can't say Dapshad Mogad Avraham. I just showed it to you a minute ago. Resh Nun Gimel Sif Kotten Lamed Gimel. He claims. He says on the back of Mishnah, Mishnah never said it, but he's claimed he said it, or he held it anyway. Then what? Mishum chitri legal mikzah, shein derech mishum bekach, Fishak Deir Mamsekes. Talk about Deir Maleo. Therefore, I believe the Prima Gonim is incorrect. The Alter Rebbe is correct in his Psak, but incorrect in Agan the Magen Avraham, because Magen never said it. That's the Psak. Therefore, Kedera Gabi Kedera is Mutter for Ashkenazim also. Why? Because we hold that it's a heker enough to prevent Shemi Yechate. They're always full pots all the time. Always full pots. Rabbi Osai, when's the last time you saw your mother, any day from Sunday to Friday, put a piece of kugel on top of a pot to heat it up? I'm asking, you ever see it? I never saw it. That's also a kerbal to get heker on Shabbat, the kugel on top of the pot. And the pot's there 6 days a week. It will have kugel on top. That's the Pesach Halach. Okay? I hope you follow me this whole around and around and around and around and around. Very, very important. Very halacha l'maisa. I'll tell you what Kedera Mekedera is. You take a cholent pot, which is there, whatever kind of thing, a crock pot or an old fashioned cholent pot, and on top of that crock pot, you put a piece of kugel.
Put a regular blech like.
Regular blech? Rabbi Avadya says, well, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says, that the regular blech is better than the ketumah of yesteryear. I don't like it at all. I'm hard pressed to show why it's not worse than the Chazdish, the whole diatribe against it. Not on a blech, either on top of the cholent pot or on a plata. Not because of what he said, the plata, what that does. The plata doesn't need a heker for chitri, he can't be mechata, it's not adjustable. And there's no nirkum of Asha because we don't cook on platas, correct? Who cooks on a plata here? People don't cook on platas. That's why I think a plata is okay. But a blech, granted you don't cook on top of the blech. So what? You're cooking on top of the fire. Either Rashba. No, it's indirect heat, as the Chazanish said. They didn't just say anything if it's not there. Only a unique situation. Now, I have to tell you one more thing.
Sorry, just for clarification, can I explain the difference between a blech and a plata?
How can you do the same thing? A black is adjustable, the plata is not adjustable. How can it be the same thing?
I also don't know.
A black is on a regular fire. There's a hand, there's a knob in the front, you can turn it down all you want.
It's just a pen over the stovetop.
A black is a piece of metal that goes on top of the range, the fire's underneath, you put the pots on top. We call it a black. Is there another word for it? They call it a pach in Israel, they call it. Which is what they call it. A plata is a plata. So what that is. A non-adjustable hot tray, a hot plate, as Rabbi Moshe spoke about. We'll get this shock later. Not for now. That's what I think. Now, if you hold the Prima Gadim, that there is a problem of Shem Yechata Begacholim on a full pot, that's what I think, that's what they say about Hadras Kodesh. Says something very similar. Oh, the Hadras Kodesh. That's a beautiful. If I remember, I'll try to bring it from home tomorrow. I think I have it. I'm not sure I have it. I think I have it. Hadras Kodesh. So that's what the distinction which he makes along those lines. Give you a little bit of what he says. They say along my line, but they pass in the halacha that the Ramah is moda to the Shulchan Aruch in Sifhei. They didn't argue. Did I give a following pshara that can answer? I don't like pshara so much. A kedera malaya is a ktsas heker. Like a little bit pregnant, right? A ktsas heker. So therefore what? If it's mizbusha called tsarko, with the chashash chitru is not so strong, then it works for a heker. And that's we have in Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Hei. But a Reish Nun Ches, it hasn't been cooked yet, Macha Ben Dusoi, is a greater chashash chitoi, it's a more chomer, so therefore the plain blech will do the trick, the big heker, but the heker ktsas of Kedera Malaya won't work. Okay. It's not a bad terror. How can I argue this beautiful statement? He has my kasha. No one else has my kasha. And the terror is basically like my terror. But he got stuck. Why did the Rambam argue in Sifhei? It's So I gave a teretz, he did argue. In Darkei Moshe, showed it to you. And the Mechaber 2 days in Shin Yud Ches. He doesn't like that. I'm not blaming him for not liking it. And therefore he said that it's a mitzvah seker. Okay, a mitzvah seker. But now, if you want to satisfy the prima donna, if you ask me, there's only one way to do it. Kedera, if you're an Ashkenazi. Kedera, Agabe Kedera, Agabe Blech. Very simple. You have a shulchan pot, it's on a blech. Before crock pots existed, that's how old shulchan pots went on. That's how it was, no? When I grew up, we hardly had shulchan. It was a pain in the neck. Now shulchan, but once they started crock pots, it makes it much easier to make a shulchan. But in the old days, they're not crock pots, so it was a pain in the neck. But you had usually the shulchan pot was on a blech. So if you want to put kugel on top of the shulchan pot, which is on top of the blech, so I'm fine. Why? Because Nirek and Mavashim doesn't exist, because it's on top of a full pot. The Tuf Tav of the Prima Garden. Elamai the Prima Garden was Mapa for Shem Yechad the Begacholim, and we gave the beautiful teretz that of the Hadras Kodesh without my without his compromise, etc. But the Blech will work for that. So you got both. Maybe. I think so. That should work. But again, if you ask me, the Pesach Halacha is different. The Pesach Halacha is that the Prima Gadol is incorrect. Alter Rebbe is correct but incorrect. He's correct for arguing in the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham never meant it. As the Machon Shekel implies, he's only discussing with the Shia as opposed to Atzmona. So everything turns out fine. So Kedei Agabe Kedei Baruch Hashem is a good hetter for us as well. Now, Rabbosai, there's one more thing for the remaining few minutes, which is, we'll discuss it much later, but because I can't get to tomorrow's shiur without showing it to you first, we'll show it to you first now. So tomorrow I have to bring in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, whoever has that can bring one in, but I have to show you first. Keep the Mishnah Berurah open if you can, but first we got to see one thing. One thing only. You may recall that we saw the Gemara Mufureshet of Lamed Chesem and Beis that said, once you put on Gabe Kaka, you can't put it back. Right? Correct? That's called Hanocha Metchila. It's not called Hachzara. Hanocha Metchila. Okay. Mufureshet Gemara. A Mufureshet Gemara. Okay. Please turn to the Rana, page Nun. Page Nun. Umiyu Birushalmi. Old one, it's Yud Zayin. Big bold letters Umiyu. Big bold letters Umiyu. Everyone see it? Umiyu Birushalmi Mashma. The call Hani Plukta means all these distinctions. What does that mean? Oda Biyodo, Dato Lahavzin, Yechagabekaka, all that whole business we saw in the Chesed Beis. Less new elevish is silkon me agave kira me erev Shabbos. Plohek zero and ashek hashecha. Whoa! A fluky case, a freaky case. He took it off the fire, took it off on Friday, put it back on Shabbos. Who has time for that? You take it like this, right? You hold it in your hand, oh, Shabbos comes in, I put it back. What? Sounds wild to me. But that's what he says. The guy seen it also. The Talmud Mimbod Yom, Magzir Mimbod Yom. The Talmud Mishach HaShecha, Magzir Mishach HaShecha. The Talmud Mimbod Yom, V'kidesh HaLevayom. That's the only case. Rav Simon Bar Tadoi, V'shem Bar Mish Oshia, Yiminicho Asa L'Tatlo. Of Rabbi Lazar B'Shem Rabbi Oshia V'Hashar Asisi Es Rabbi Chia Godol V'Yisi Malo Cham V'Yutu Tachton V'Yutu Yona V'Chule V'Aloi Boi Lo Hosen Tlo V'Yosin Mal Nicho Gav Esav Sol Mal V'Fize Tavka V'Shenot L'Mibod Yom Hu D'Mach Merinon Avon Natol V'Shech HaShecha Afilu Hinicho Agave Karka Muto Lach Zero. Whoa! Unbelievable cooler. You take it off the fire on Shabbos and put it back against the Gemara. No. Gemara is only referring to a case you took it off on Friday and put it back on Shabbos. Pure late water. Baal Devon says that the Hilgaran, Gamke Neshla, Farash, might I mean it in the Hale and Batam and Babli. The Divri, I'm a Mavzir, what's the next word? Mavzir, and I feel him in Shabbos. Lomar. Afal Pisha Chazorah he Bilvad. Shenasis b'Shabbes Shari, unbelievable pshat. There we have a Machzirin. Yeah, Machzirin means if only the Achzara is afilu b'Shabbes. Machzirin usually means you took it off on Shabbos and you put it back on Shabbos. Now he's at Mother. Took it off on Friday, put it back on Shabbos. Only putting back on Shabbos, take it off on Friday. Even that's Mother. Oh, who v'chiyai gavnu the maflegina and made also beyond the lanichal agave kaka. I would consider the Shabbos b'kulu gavni shari pilei floim. Ramban said it first. That's what Ramban says in Shabbos on Yerushalm. Pilei floim ahetem. Pilei floim mamsh. But guess what? Ramban quoted. Ramban quoted. Take a look. Reish nun gimel surveys. The Ramban actually quotes it. Reish nun gimel surveys. It's there. Give us a base. The Mechaber, of course, says Achzara is also, of course. Once you put it on the ground, it's also Mechaber. Kiri she grew for Ketuba, and I was like, damn, I'll have to be Shabbos, put the love zero, because man, she will sachas, or I need to have a karka, Ramoyez, or the Biodon, that will have to, fine. The Dafka, I got a Besocha also, come to that. Ubetana also, forget about it. Ramo, fine. Next page. Next page. Line 2. V'yesh omrim the chosei no osur action atolam and akira b'vod yom v'lo v'gzir v'ashech ha-shecha av'l l'kocho b'shom v'shech ha-shecha af'l n'icho agave karka mutter ran perakira v'chei noegin l'hoko b'tanurim v'shalom v'shirim l'nkira v'shom v'nasa d'ram e'kilin said the Rambo. The Tov Lahachmir. Even though the meaning is the meaning of Tov Lahachmir, but look at the next line. Umiu im nitzdane l'chuliyama osur. Why is that? $64,000 question. Why is that? If that works, it works. Says the Mishnah Berurah Samaches. Hainam nitzdane l'gamre, kosh gosavno l'malo. Vatam to Shayach Achakakot Bishul Chodosh. Yesh Bishul Achak Bishul B'Dovolach. But if it be dry, be no problem. I know the Kamomach and Avram is called Lachom. We just saw it before. Shekosta Dafil B'Dovah Yoveh Shem Amorak Lo Shagbot Bishul Ram Kenosur. The Gevel Kwan Itzan Et Bot Lashir Rishon Ava Lachom Kenosur Achom Yichodosh B'Tov Atanur. Also B'chol Gavni. Okay, so the Bogan Avram says no. But the first day in Mishnah Berurah is presumably endorsed by none less than the Vilna Gaon. So my Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, when he came to Boston, said, in a pinch, you need to rely on this heter. Now there's a background for it. My Rebbe came to Boston, he used to tell us that there was basically no one from in Boston. There was the retirees were from, because in those days when the Rebbe came, if you didn't work on Shabbos, there were no jobs for you. No job. The Rebbe came in the middle of the Depression, 1931, some of that. Depression. Couldn't get a job. And I was told that he said this. When I came to Boston, there were only 6 Shomer Shabbos who were not of retirement age. And 3 of them, he said, became my brothers-in-law. So, and those circumstances, he said, alright, so he relied on his kula. So it became known as the Rishalmi Seta, the Ron Seta, or some called it the Rav Seta, or the Boston Heta. Has 4 names. We'll discuss this Heta down the road. But it's important that you know that this heter exists, and that the Ramah said that the meaning was that way before we see tomorrow's shiur. So that's why I wanted to finish before you have to stop. Now, tomorrow is 1 o'clock.